Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien and for Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and this is Based on a True Story.
Dr. Stonehill.
Yeah.
This is John Crowley.
All the researchers out there say that you're a genius on the verge of a scientific breakthrough.
I'm not on the verge of anything.
How much would it take to prove your theory?
It's a clip from Extraordinary Measures, which opens this weekend, opens today, starring Harrison Ford and Brendan Fraser about a couple's struggle to find a cure for their daughter's rare form of cancer. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, joins us. Rafer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Among the movies coming out this weekend, The Tooth Fairy, and I'm fine, by the way. My wife tells me I have to actually answer that question from now on.
Right.
The Tooth Fairy, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He's a minor league hockey player who's sentenced to spend 1 week as the Tooth Fairy. And also Legion, an apocalypse movie set in a diner with a pregnant waitress. What do you make of the offerings this weekend, Rafer Guzman?
Well, you know, this is the January-February dead season, so I think you're going to see a lot of this kind of stuff. It's, you know, every year it's the same. I think the studios unload a lot of their stinkers or their bombs or the movies they're not quite sure what to do with or they're not quite convinced are that good. They kind of tend to dump them in January and February, so I think that's why we're seeing this kind of stuff these days.
Now, that's sort of a broad brush indictment of all these films. Among the ones you've seen, anything stand out?
Well, as a kid's film, I guess I would say Tooth Fairy is passable, actually. Dwayne Johnson is fairly decent, and that's got a couple good screenwriters, Lowell Gantz and Babalu Mandel, who did Splash.
Yeah.
So that one was okay, but I think if you're a grown-up and you don't want to take the kids and you're looking for actual grown-up entertainment, Creation, also with Paul Bettany, where he plays Charles Darwin and Jennifer Connelly plays his wife, and he's sort of struggling with his own Christian faith while he's writing Origin of the Species, is not a perfect movie, but it's kind of interesting. It's got a lot of food for thought, and the acting is pretty good in that.
You know, Rafer, we're seeing a lot of these movies that have, you know, strong literary underpinnings being released by major studios. I mean, on the surface, when you've got Avatar out there, a movie like that just would not have any sort of financial legs to it. But why does something like that get released? It sounds great, but it has no chance.
I guess it has no chance. Again, I think something like this, I've seen the film, and it's a little wobbly on its legs. So I think if this film had been, you know, if the studio felt this was a real knock-it-out-of-the-park kind of movie, they probably would have released that later in the year during Oscar season. So I think maybe that's why you're seeing it kind of sliding under the radar during these kinds of dead winter months. But still, like I say, a pretty decent film.
You know, I may be surprising you with this, but I was shocked to see that this movie, The Last Station, about Tolstoy's sort of the last months of his life, got made. That sort of seems to be in the same category as this.
I think these kinds of movies, I think everyone is always looking for that last unexplored angle on you know, the famous author, the famous figure, that one little slice of his life that we haven't seen yet. And so I think they're always trying to find that, and I think, again, you know, hoping that it'll become some kind of sensation, that, you know, it'll boost book sales, it'll boost DVD sales,
like Shakespeare in Love.
Like Shakespeare in Love, exactly.
Right,
that
right.
Kind
Water
of thing.
For Chocolate, that's probably another one, yeah.
Right.
All right, well, Rafer Guzman, you know, have a great weekend, will you, buddy?
Thanks. I'll do my best. You too.
All right. Don't see too many movies. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and all of his movies about the cinema, his theories about the cinema. Love Rafer.
It's like work for him. I mean, it's not. What is
he doing? I don't think it is work for him. He has a great job, and he's a happy guy.
Yeah.
Good.